Customer Guide to Metro Access. See the Q&A about changes to Metro Access effective June 2023. 1. Get more out of Metro with travel training. At Metro, we're dedicated to helping customers get where they're going and to showing them all other available options. We offer free travel training for individuals and groups. Our sessions are customized to meet specific needs and our professional staff will train on-site at designated customer locations. We cover basic riding skills like navigating rail stations, trip planning, finding bus stops and paying fare. Free rides on Metrorail and Metrobus for Metro Access customers. Some Metro Access customers are entitled to free rides on Metrorail and Metrobus. It's a great way to save money. For more information about Metro's free travel training, call 202-962-2780. 2. What is Metro Access? In accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, Metro Access is the region's complementary paratransit service offered by the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, WMATA, commonly known as Metro. A shared ride, fixed route equivalent public transportation service, Metro Access provides scheduled trips for people who are unable to use fixed route public transit due to disability. Metro Access provides trips within the Metropolitan Transit Zone that includes the District of Columbia, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties in Maryland, Arlington, Fairfax and Loudoun counties, and the cities of Alexandria, Fairfax, and Falls Church in Virginia. Services are offered during the same service areas and hours of operation as Metrobus, Metrorail, and locally operated transit service. To learn more about the ADA, visit ada.gov. Customer Bill of Rights. Metro Access customers have a right to timely pickup within a 30-minute pickup window, safe transportation courtesy and respect a clean, well-maintained vehicle, prompt attention to concerns that are investigated, addressed, and resolved in a timely manner, professional, prompt and courteously answered calls, quality transportation services equivalent to those offered on Metrobus and Metrorail. Customer responsibilities. Metro Access customers should expect to be ready for pickup throughout the entire 30-minute pickup window, display a valid Metro Access ID card to the driver before boarding, pay exact fare before boarding, utilize required vehicle restraints during transport, keep service animals under control, avoid eating, drinking, or smoking in Metro Access vehicles, treat drivers, other riders, and Metro Access staff with respect, avoid disruptive or abusive behavior, maintain good personal hygiene, cancel reservations 2 or more hours before the scheduled pickup, provide up-to-date information to the Transit Accessibility Center, including home address, phone number, types of mobility aids you use, and accessible format needs. For customer safety responsibilities, customer safety is our top priority. Help us keep Metro Access safe by following these safety tips. Partner with the Metro Access driver, follow their safety instructions. Accept driver escort offers, take the driver's arm for balance, or prepare to walk near the driver, so that he/she can provide alerts to hazards along the path of travel. Know your limits, bring a personal care attendant, PCA, along if you need support when walking to/from the vehicle, or bring a mobility aid. You cannot be left alone at the drop-off location. Ensure that personal assistance/mechanical devices, EX wheelchair, scooter, oxygen device, operate without driver intervention. Keep mobility aids in good working order. Be able to operate power chairs safely. Ensure that brakes operate as designed. Make sure privately owned ramps, sidewalks, and walkways are maintained and are clear of obstructions, snow, and ice. Ambulatory customers utilizing the vehicle lift should use handrails for safe boarding. Metro Access fares. Your Metro Access fare is calculated at twice the fastest fixed route equivalent fare, with a maximum fare of $4. Your total fare is communicated at the time of trip booking. Metro Access drivers will ask cash-paying customers to pay at the door, upon first contact. Should a customer prefer to pay at the vehicle, they can. Payment, however, must be rendered before boarding the vehicle. Drivers do not carry or make change. Whenever possible, Customers should use Metro Access Easy Pay system to pay for Metro Access trips. For more information, see page 9. Metro Access Service Area customer trips begin and end within 3/4 of a mile, or less, from the nearest fixed route bus stop or Metrorail station in the transit zone, see what is Metro Access, on page 4. Fair payment policy. Full and exact payment of Metro Access fare is required for all trips. Whenever possible, payment should be prepaid through EasyPay or presented in exact change, to Metro Access drivers before customer, personal care attendant, PCA, and/or companion boards. 5. Customers have the right to travel with one PCA and should indicate their intent to do so when making a reservation. One PCA is eligible to ride for free per customer trip. Any additional rider accompanying the Metro Access customer is considered a companion and must pay full fare for each ride, unless the companion is a child under 5 years old. Service hours. Metro Access typically operates 7 days a week, 365 days a year, providing service within 3/4 of a mile of existing fixed route services like Metrobus, Metrorail, and jurisdictional bus services. Metro Access does not operate when Metrobus and/or Metrorail are not operating. Please check with Metro Access at 301-562-5360 to verify service availability in your area. Contacting us. Customers may contact Metro Access via phone and can either use the automated response system or speak to a representative. Customers may use the automated telephone service to confirm a trip, cancel a trip, and obtain customer account information. This system is available 24 hours a day. Main phone number, 301-562-5360 TTY 301-588-7535. How and when to schedule a trip. To schedule a trip, call Metro Access at 301-562-5360 and press the option for reservations or TTY 301-588-7535. If you are out of the service area, call 1-800-523-7009. Reservation agents are available 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For fastest answer times, please call between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Customers may schedule trips up to 7 days in advance. Metro Access does not provide same-day trip service. Please be prepared to provide the exact address of your pickup and drop-off locations. If your pickup location is at a building with more than one entrance, please indicate the specific pickup entrance, e.g., front red door. If the building has a name, please provide the name of the building when booking trips. Be sure to tell the reservation agent if a mobility aid, companion or personal care attendant, PCA, will be in use during travel. If traveling with a PCA/companion, please also notify the reservation agent if the PCA/companion plans to travel with a mobility aid. Please be prepared to provide a best contact phone number in cases of a service delay. 6. Online reservations. Customers may book or cancel trips on the Metro website. To book Metro Access trips, 1. Go to WMATA.com. Once on the home page, place the mouse over service on the top menu bar and click Metro Access. 2. Once on the accessibility page, click on web booking in the left menu. 3. Scroll down the page to the trip planning section, and under web booking click the link web booking site. 4. Login using the assigned Metro Access customer ID and password. To change the Metro Access password, please contact Metro's Office of Eligibility Certification at 202-962-2700. Scheduling tips. Be sure to schedule return and pick up trips at the same time. Metro Access does not offer same-day service. When planning a return trip, allow at least 1 hour from the drop-off time, doing so ensures a return trip pickup window that can be accommodated. Customers that must arrive at destinations by a specific time, should inform reservations agents to book such trips by appointment time. Be sure to consider traffic, shared rides with other customers, and other possible delays when booking by appointment time. When Metro Access is unable to provide a trip at the specific time requested, The agent will help select another time within a scheduling window of 45 minutes before and 45 minutes after the originally requested time. Metro Access will make every attempt to ensure a timely arrival. Be certain to provide as much information as possible that may assist the driver in locating exact pickup or drop-off locations. For example, providing details like color or type of building and store or business name can significantly improve the pickup experience. Please provide a telephone number to be used for contact at the time of pickup. Your home phone number will not help with a pickup away from your home. Please remember to verify or update contact information with the Office of Eligibility Certification and Outreach. Metro Access does not prioritize trips by type or purpose. All trips are treated with equal priority. EasyPay is a better way to pay. With EasyPay, customers can prepay Metro Access fare by phone and internet with a credit or debit card. Customers can also pay in person with cash or card at the Transit Accessibility Center, TAC, office. EasyPay allows customers to view trip history and monitor trip credits. The service is secure and convenient, and eliminates the need to pay with cash when using Metro Access. 7. EasyPay works with Smart Benefits Registered Trademark. Customers that receive transit benefits through employer-sponsored Smart Benefits Registered Trademark programs can direct these benefits to Metro Access. To direct Smart Benefits Registered Trademark to the Metro Access EasyPay account, 1. Log in to Smart Trip Registered Trademark account online. 2. Click on the card used for Smart Benefits. 3. Click Manage Smart Benefits. 4. Go to the Transit Allocation section, click Add Transit Provider and select Metro Access. 5. Follow the prompts to complete the allocation and establish ongoing monthly deposits. 6. Complete any account modifications by 11:59 p.m. ET on the 21st of each month for the upcoming month's benefits. For more information on Smart Benefits Registered Trademark, customers should contact their employer or transit benefit provider. Managing the EasyPay account. With EasyPay, customers can easily add money and track account balances. Customers can add value to the EasyPay account using their Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card. Metro Access reservation agents can also provide account information during the reservation process. The EasyPay account must have funds available prior to making a reservation. Funds are deducted from the EasyPay account at the time of trip booking, not when the trip occurs. Subscription trips require funds availability 8 days before the first subscription trip, occurs. Subscription trips are automatically cancelled for all federal holidays. If customers choose to rebook trip, as a non-subscription trip on a federal holiday, funds should be available prior to booking, otherwise customers should be prepared to pay with cash on the day of travel. Access EasyPay by phone. 1. Call Metro Access at 301-562-5360 and select the EasyPay account option. When out of the service area, call 1-800-523-7009. To log in, enter the Metro Access customer ID, followed by the number key. Enter the Metro Access password followed by the number key. 2. Select option to add value to the EasyPay account. 3. Select option to hear the EasyPay account balance. 4. Select option to speak to a representative, when needed. Account balances reflect trips booked, but not yet taken. Upon booking, trip fare is deducted from current account balance. If a scheduled trip is cancelled, fare is automatically refunded to the account. 8. Access EasyPay by Internet. 1. Visit WMATA.com. Once on the home page, place the mouse over Service on the top menu bar and click Accessibility. 2. Once on the Accessibility page, click on Metro Access in the left menu. 3. Scroll down the page to the Prepay Fares with Metro Access EasyPay section, and select Metro Access EasyPay. 4. Scroll down the page to the Buy Internet section, and select Metro Access EasyPay. Or type this URL into the web browser, eztransport.com/WMATA members portal/default.asp. 5. Log in to the Metro Access EasyPay account with username, Metro Access customer ID number, and password. 6. Select from the following options, view balance, view transactions, add value, or log out. The view balance option displays the current account balance. Please note that account balances reflect trips booked, but not yet taken. Upon booking, trip fare will be deducted from the current account balance. If a scheduled trip is cancelled, fare will be automatically refunded to the account. The View Transactions option allows customers to enter a date range to display a descriptive list of account transactions. Keep in mind that transaction dates reflect the date that a trip is booked, not taken. To view cancelled trips, select the Display All Transactions checkbox. The Add Value option allows customers to add funds to EasyPay accounts. Once submitted, the value will immediately appear in the transactions list. 7. Click Log Out to complete adding funds to the EasyPay account, or to complete a review of account balances and transactions. Access EasyPay in person, 1. Go to the Transit Accessibility Center, TAC, located at Metro Headquarters, 655 Virginia Avenue Southwest Washington DC 20024. The TAC office is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. 2. Inform the sales agent of the need to add money to the Metro Access EasyPay account. Please note that the balance provided by the agent reflects trips that have been booked, but not yet taken. 3. Be prepared to show the Metro Access photo ID to the sales agent. 4. Use cash, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card for payment. An email address is required when paying by credit card. 9. Subscription service customers that take the same trip, at the same time, on the same day of the week, between the same addresses may qualify for Metro Access subscription service. Trips like regular doctor appointments or daily work travel are perfect for Metro Access subscription service. Once customers establish subscription service, there is no need to call and schedule these pre-arranged trips. To qualify for subscription service, customers must demonstrate regular travel patterns. Unlike non-subscription trips, subscription trip fare is deducted 7 days in advance. Accordingly, customers must ensure there are sufficient funds in their EasyPay accounts 8 days in advance of their trip. Metro Access subscription trip terms and conditions are listed below. Customers must demonstrate regular travel to the destination over a 30-day period before submitting a subscription service request. That is, customers should have demonstrated travel to the same destination, with similar pickup and drop-off times, at least once a week, for a 30-day period. Subscription service requests may take up to 7 business days before implementation. Until subscription service begins, customers should continue to book trips individually. Customers can modify details of their subscription trips once every 30 days. Changes may include appointment time, customer contact number, and special instructions. Modifications to pickup time will be negotiated per the regular Metro Access reservation process. If the destination and/or origin address changes, the customers should cancel current subscriptions and submit a new subscription trip request. As with the initial subscription, the customer must demonstrate a regular trip pattern for subscription trip consideration. Subscription service is suspended on all federal holidays. Customers may request a temporary suspension of subscription service for a maximum of 30 days within a rolling 90-day period. If 25% or more of subscription trips are cancelled within a 30-day period, subscription service cancellation may occur. Subscriptions that have been inactive for longer than 30 days are subject to cancellation. Customers are responsible for rebooking inactive subscription trips. In cases where a previously existing subscription is reinstated after 30 days, the 30-day travel demonstration is not required. To request a subscription, call Metro Access at 301-562-5360 and press the option for reservations. If you are out of the service area, call 1-800-523-7009. Tell the reservation agent that you would like to request subscription service. 10 door-to-door service requirements for the safety of our customers, Metro Access provides door-to-door service. Door-to-door service means that Metro Access drivers escort customers from the outermost exterior door of the customer's pickup address onto the vehicle, and from the vehicle to the outermost exterior door of the customer's destination, whenever it is safe to do so. When drivers are unable to deliver door-to-door service, customers will be asked to meet the vehicle at the curb. Curb-to-curb service is necessary when conditions like unsafe parking or construction interfere with access to the building entrance. Customers should be prepared to board the vehicle at the beginning of the pickup window. Customers can expect the driver to knock on the outermost exterior door for pickup when the customer is not readily available upon arrival. At public entrances, drivers may open the first exterior door to announce their arrival, however, they are not permitted to enter the building. If the entrance has a second door leading to a waiting area, drivers may open the second door and announce their arrival, but will not proceed into the waiting area. Drivers are not permitted to open doors at private locations or residences. Drivers will identify themselves as Metro Access. Customers should display a valid Metro Access ID card and be prepared to pay the exact fare before boarding the vehicle, if exact fare has not been paid already via EasyPay. Drivers are strictly prohibited from waiting with customers at their destination. Door-to-door service requires that the outermost exterior door is within 150 feet from the vehicle. The driver maintains sight of the vehicle at all times. There is a safe and accessible path from the vehicle to the door. There is safe parking on a public roadway or public parking lot. When parked, the Metro Access vehicle cannot block or impede traffic. In cases where these conditions are unmet, curb-to-curb service will be offered. Customers should meet the driver at the curb for curb-to-curb service. Customers are responsible for getting to and from the curb by themselves. When drivers arrive at locations that do not support door-to-door service, the driver will contact the call center to report that door-to-door service cannot be provided and request that the call center contact the customer. The customer will be apprised of the situation and advised to meet the vehicle at the curb. 11. Scheduling windows. The trip scheduling process begins with a customer requesting a specific pickup time. Metro Access then attempts to schedule the trip within a 90-minute window around the pickup time, 45 minutes before through 45 minutes after the pickup request time. This is known as the scheduling window. Once a pickup time is agreed to, that establishes the pickup window. Pickup windows. Metro Access assigns a pickup window during the trip booking process. The pickup window provides a time period that the customer can expect to be picked up for their trip. These windows are 30 minutes long, and customers should be ready at the beginning of the pickup window. For example, if a customer schedules a trip for 8 a.m., the pickup window begins at the requested pickup time and extends for 30 minutes. That is from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. The customer should be ready for pickup at 8 a.m. Customers typically receive a courtesy phone call upon vehicle arrival and should be prepared to display a valid Metro Access ID card and pay the exact fare before boarding the vehicle, if the fare has not been prepaid via EasyPay. When on duty, Metro Access drivers must wear visible ID badges at all times. If there are questions, customers can call Metro Access at 301-562-5360 to confirm driver identity. Late trip credit. If the Metro Access vehicle arrives after the end of the 30-minute pickup window, Metro Access will automatically apply a $4 late trip credit onto the customer's EasyPay account. This credit is posted on or around the 25th day of the following month. Since this credit is posted automatically, there is no need to contact Metro Access to receive a late trip credit. Customer no-show and late cancellation policy. No-shows. Upon arrival within the pickup window, drivers are required to wait 5 minutes for customers. Within that 5 minutes, customers must present themselves for boarding. A no-show occurs when a customer does not present themselves for boarding within 5 minutes of the vehicle's arrival, within the 30-minute pickup window. If the customer becomes available for boarding after the driver has initiated the no-show process, and the driver is still on site, the driver will assist the customer during the boarding process. Late cancellations. A late cancellation occurs when a customer cancels a trip less than 2 hours before the start of the 30-minute pickup window and prior to vehicle arrival. A cancellation at door is a subset of late cancellations, and occurs when the customer cancels a trip after the driver arrives. This includes canceling via phone and/or face-to-face contact with the driver. 12 penalties for no-shows and late cancellations. Customer no-shows and late cancellations frequently disrupt the daily paratransit schedule. When customers are not available as scheduled, unproductive time causing lower quality of service may occur. These occurrences may have a negative impact on service and customer accounts. Service suspensions may occur when there are repeated customer abuses. The table below details points issued when customers violate service expectations. Customer behavior penalty points: no-show 1, late cancellation 0.5, cancel at door 1 in a calendar month. Any customer that has booked 10 trips or more and has no-showed or late cancelled at least 10% of those trips will receive a warning letter and a copy of the customer no-show and late cancellation policy. To ensure that only habitual offenders are suspended, a customer is subject to suspension when both the minimum number of trips booked, 10, and the minimum number of penalty points, 3, are reached during the calendar month. All suspension periods begin on a Monday. The length of a customer's suspension will follow this schedule. Upon a first violation in the calendar year, a customer receives a warning letter. Second violation, 7-day, 1-week, suspension. Third violation, 14-day, 2-week, suspension. Fourth violation, 21-day, 3-week, suspension. Fifth and subsequent violations, 28-day, 4-week, suspension. Metro Access will retain records on customer compliance with this policy for the current calendar year. Disputing penalty points and suspensions. Customers may request to remove a no-show, late cancellation, or cancel at door penalty point from their record if the occurrence was because of circumstances beyond their control. To dispute penalty points from no-shows and late cancellations, customers may call the Metro Access no-show team at 301-562-5360 to explain the circumstance and request the removal of the no-show or late cancellation from their record. No-shows or late cancellations must be disputed within 2 business days after the end of the calendar month in which they occur. 13. The hours of the no-show team are Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Voice messages may be left for the no-show team 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Customers may also dispute suspensions under this policy by filing an appeal. Appeal requests must be filed in writing, by the deadline and per the instructions within the appeal packet, which will be sent to the customer along with their Metro Access service warning or suspension notice letter. If a customer misses the appeal request deadline, their Metro Access service will be suspended on the date listed on the Metro Access service suspension notice. Fixed route equivalent, shared ride service, and expected ride time. Fixed route equivalent, under Department of Transportation, Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, regulations at 49 CFR section 37.121, A, is defined as each public entity operating a fixed route system shall provide paratransit or other special service to individuals with disabilities that is comparable to the level of service provided to individuals without disabilities who use the fixed route system. Paratransit service is by nature a shared ride service. During a trip, a customer may share the vehicle with other customers already on board, or they may be joined by customers picked up during transport. Metro Access is not designed to reflect taxi service that typically transports passengers directly to their destination. Customers can expect that Metro Access trips are comparable in ride time duration to an identical trip on Metro Bus and/or Metro Rail. For example, if a trip on bus and/or rail is scheduled to take 1 hour and 5 minutes, then it should be expected that the same trip on Metro Access would take 1 hour and 5 minutes. Metro Access No Strand Policy. Metro Access is committed to customer safety and security. When we provide transportation to a destination other than a customer's home, we will make every attempt to provide the return trip, even if the customer fails to appear for boarding within the scheduled pickup window. However, In cases where the customer fails to appear for boarding within the scheduled pickup window for a scheduled return trip, return service will be provided as soon as possible but may be delayed because of traffic conditions and other scheduling considerations. Exceptions to this policy include, but are not limited to, the following: the customer booked a one-way trip to a location and did not schedule a return trip. The customer requests to disembark from the vehicle before reaching his/her destination. The customer refuses to follow applicable operational and/or safety policies required for transport. The customer demonstrates inappropriate, aggressive, threatening, or abusive behavior toward others. 14. At times when transportation is not possible due to weather conditions, acts of God, acts of terrorism, civil disturbances, work stoppage, or any other natural disaster outside of Metro access control that may cause the suspension of service. If a customer does not appear for a scheduled trip originating from their home, Metro access will not send a vehicle back to the home to perform the trip, and consider the trip a no-show cancellation. Seatbelt securement policy: in the interest of passenger safety, in compliance with Metro policy and applicable state laws, Metro access requires all passengers to wear both the lap and shoulder belts at all times while riding the service. State laws allow passengers with certain medical conditions to obtain a waiver from wearing the lap and/or shoulder belts, but only if healthcare providers document and certify the medical reason. Metro access requires that mobility devices are properly secured. However, the use of posi belts, those that fit around the passenger and mobility device, is optional. Waiver applications are available from the Office of Eligibility Certification and Outreach and are valid only upon verification by Metro. After verifying the application, we will make a notation of the exception on the customer's account profile. All children 7 years old and under must utilize a child safety seat during transport. The customer is responsible for providing and securing the car safety seat. Passengers must comply with the Metro access securement policy, or have an exception on file with Metro. Drivers are not permitted to move the vehicle until all passengers are secured, and must stop the vehicle if belts are removed during travel. For questions about the policy or to obtain a waiver application form, please email eligibility@wmata.com or call 202-962-2700. Driver assistance for customers: Metro access drivers will knock on the outermost exterior door and identify themselves as Metro access. At public entrances, drivers may open the outermost exterior door to announce their arrival, however they will not enter the building. In instances where public entrances have a small vestibule with a second door leading to a waiting area, drivers can open the second door to announce their arrival, but will not proceed into the waiting area. Not open doors at private locations or residences. Ask customers to show a valid Metro access ID card and collect full fare for trip. 15. Offer the usage of a posi belt, safety belt for boarding and travel, to customers using a wheelchair or scooter. Offer an arm to ambulatory customers for balance. Accompany, walk beside or just behind, and assist the customer along the entire path of travel between the first exterior door and the vehicle, alerting them to possible hazards. Guide customers who are blind or have low vision, per customer's approval/request. Maneuver the customer's manual wheelchair, per customer's approval/request. Carry a limited amount of packages for the customer, not to exceed 40 pounds, which are capable of being transported in a single trip to the exterior door. Escort the customer on/off the vehicle, operate vehicle lift if required, and ensure proper securement of the customer, including seatbelt securement, and mobility devices. Posi belts are optional. Metro access drivers are not personal care attendants and are not permitted to provide assistance beyond what is outlined in this guide. Customers are responsible for making arrangements for any additional assistance. Metro access drivers are prohibited from duties typical of a personal care attendant, PCA. These include entering or unlocking a customer's private residence at any time, assisting a customer who is using a wheelchair up or down steps or curbs, Waiting with customers at their destination. Handling a service animal. Operating the controls of a powered mobility device. Making personal, unscheduled stops at the request of the customer. Carrying wheelchairs up or down stairs. If you need additional assistance, all customers have the right to travel with one personal care attendant, PCA, and should indicate their intent to do so when making a reservation. Depending on the nature and severity of one's disability, customers may require additional assistance from a PCA. Customers who cannot travel safely or comfortably without being accompanied by or met by a PCA must understand that Metro Access drivers cannot fulfill PCA duties. Some duties that may be performed by a PCA but not by a Metro Access driver include and are not limited to, assisting a customer in removing a jacket and/or repositioning them in a wheelchair. Providing physical support for a customer to walk between the vehicle and the outermost exterior door of the 16 pickup or destination. Assisting a customer with changing oxygen canisters. Traveling with or meeting a customer who cannot be left unattended at the destination. Traveling with customers who cannot be left unattended for a brief time on a Metro Access vehicle without risk to themselves or others. Assisting a customer who travels with a service animal but cannot board or disembark that animal from the vehicle without assistance. Unlocking and/or opening the door to a customer's private residence. Assisting a customer using a wheelchair in navigating up or down any steps or curbs to or from the Metro Access vehicle. Operating the controls of an electronically operated mobility device. Providing physical support, lifting from seats, transferring to seat/mobility aid. What you may bring with you: life support equipment. Customers may bring a respirator, portable oxygen, or other life support equipment as long as it does not violate hazardous material transportation laws. The equipment must be small enough to fit into the vehicle and be secured. Customers must ensure that there is an adequate oxygen supply, 3/4 or full, before boarding. Drivers are not authorized to operate life support equipment at any time. Companions and personal care attendants, PCAs, companions who are not PCAs may travel with a certified customer when space is reserved. Be sure to notify the reservation agent if a companion will ride with you and if your companion uses a wheelchair or scooter. Companions, including children age 5 and older, must pay the full fare. PCAs traveling with certified customers ride for free. Service animals: you may travel with a service animal, such as a guide dog. Snakes, birds, or other exotic animals are not considered service animals under the ADA. Service animal means signal dog, or other animal individually trained to work or perform tasks for an individual with a disability, including, but not limited to, guiding individuals with impaired vision, alerting individuals with impaired hearing to intruders or sounds, providing minimal protection or rescue work, pulling a wheelchair, or fetching dropped items. Be sure to tell the reservation agent when scheduling a trip that you will be traveling with a service animal. There is no fee to bring a service animal. The service animal must be under control at all times and cannot ride on a Metro Access seat. The service animal can ride on the floor at your feet. If the service animal displays any aggressive or disruptive behavior, Metro Access can require the animal be removed from the vehicle. 17 Metro Access vehicles. The Metro Access vehicle fleet is comprised of vans that are lift-equipped and sedans. Metro Access also partners with taxis to provide service. Vans are our primary resource for transporting customers who use mobility aids or require a lift to board a vehicle, although vans are also used for ambulatory customers. Metro Access lifts support wheelchairs and scooters up to 48 long and 30 wide and weight up to 600 pounds when the mobility aid is occupied. Mobility aids outside of these dimensions or are not considered safe for transport. We reserve the right to refuse transport of an unsafe device. Ambulatory customers utilizing the vehicle lift should use handrails for safe boarding. Metro Access encourages customers to express their vehicle preference, van, sedan, or taxi. Metro Access will attempt to accommodate all vehicle preference requests. Metro Access vehicles feature audio and video recording while transporting customers for the safety and security of our passengers and drivers. Direct threat and abusive behavior. Metro Access service may be suspended when customers engage in inappropriate, aggressive, threatening or abusive behavior toward other customers, Metro Access drivers, and staff. Inappropriate behaviors like physical assault, verbal assault, sexual assault, indecent exposure, communicating a threat, and illegal conduct may result in suspension. When this behavior is determined to be a direct threat to the safety of others, Metro Access service will be immediately suspended, possibly requiring other transportation arrangements that same day. Behaviors that delay or negatively impact service may result in a warning, followed by a suspension when the behavior is repeated. Repeat behaviors typically result in suspensions of longer duration and follow a progressive scale. Some examples include, providing misleading information during the reservation process to manipulate service, delaying service by refusing to show ID, non-payment of fare, refusing to allow a service animal to board, refusing to move so another customer can board, failure to comply with the securement policy, and failure to exit the vehicle when required. This policy extends to those associated with Metro Access customers like PCAs and traveling companions. To dispute a suspension, customers can file an appeal in writing by the deadline indicated on the suspension notification and per the instructions included in the appeal packet. Severe weather or hazardous conditions. Metro Access may make service modifications during severe weather, hazardous conditions, or other emergency situations. Examples of severe weather include icy roads, snow accumulation, high winds, and tornadoes. During such conditions, door-to-door service may revert to curb-to-curb service, and if warranted, service may be curtailed to return trips only or suspended altogether. Examples of hazardous conditions include 18 pandemics and other conditions that may jeopardize the well-being of our customers while using public transportation. Customers are encouraged to enroll in Metro Alerts to be informed of Metro Access service announcements. To sign up for Metro Alerts, go to WMATA.com, mouse over to Rider Guide and select Subscribe to Alerts from the drop-down menu. Metro Access service changes will be announced via a variety of communication mediums such as Metro Alert messages, on local radio, television, the Metro Access phone system, Metro's website, WMATA.com, and in some cases automated phone calls. Commendations, suggestions, and complaints. Metro Access wants to hear from its customers, whether it's a commendation, suggestion, or complaint. To file a commendation or complaint regarding Metro Access service, please use our online customer comment form at http://wmata.cusdhelp.com/app/home, by visiting Metro's website at wmata.com, clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page, selecting Customer Comment Form. Customers can also call 202-637-0128 or TTY 202-962-2565. Agents are available weekdays from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and weekends from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Customers may also write to us at Access Services, NC, 6th Floor PO Box 44093, Washington, D.C. 20026, 4093. Lost and found. Metro Access is not responsible for lost or stolen items. To report items left behind on a Metro Access vehicle, file a report through the customer comment process options listed above. Travel Training. Metro offers free system orientation training to teach people with disabilities how to safely use Metrobus and Metrorail. These orientations include trip planning assistance and highlight the accessibility and safety features of the Metro system. To arrange for a free Metro system orientation training or for more information about bus and rail accessibility, contact Metro's Office of ADA Policy and Planning at 202-962-1100 or TTY 202-962-2033. Metro Access eligibility. There are three types of eligibility: unconditional eligibility, disability or health condition always prevents customer from using fixed route buses or trains and they qualify for ADA paratransit service for all trips. Conditional eligibility: customer can use fixed route buses or trains for some trips and qualify for ATA paratransit service for other trips when disability or environmental barriers prevent the use of fixed route transit service. 19. Short-term eligibility: customer has a health condition or disability that temporarily prevents use of fixed route buses or trains. Metro Access ID cards: customers must carry their Metro Access ID cards with them when using the service and be prepared to present the Metro Access ID card upon boarding. Metro prohibits the misuse of Metro Access ID cards. Metro Access ID card guidelines: customers are required to present Metro Access ID cards before boarding all Metro Access vehicles. The Metro Access ID card is issued to designated approved users only. The Metro Access ID card is not transferable, so customers must not give or lend Metro Access ID cards to anyone. The Metro Access ID card allows customers to travel with one personal care attendant, PCA, free of charge. Misuse, alteration, or counterfeiting of Metro Access ID cards is a violation of the laws of the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. Replacing a lost or stolen Metro Access ID card: to report a lost or stolen Metro Access ID card, immediately call 202-962-2700. The first replacement card carries a $10 replacement fee. All subsequent replacements are $25 each. Fees are waived if the ID card was stolen and the customer provides a police report documenting said theft. Broken or worn cards are replaced without cost. Replacement ID cards can be requested in person at the Metro Transit Accessibility Center or in writing. When writing for a replacement card, please send requests to Metro Transit Accessibility Center, 655 Virginia Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C. 20024. Include name, date of birth, address, contact phone number, and Metro Access ID number on each request. Enclose the appropriate fee in the form of cashier's check or money order. Do not send cash through the mail. Replacement ID cards will be forwarded to the address provided. Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID cards for customers with conditional eligibility. Customers with conditional eligibility will be issued a Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card, which enables free rides on Metrobus and Metrorail. The customer may be accompanied by a PCA who can also ride free. One PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card is issued per conditionally eligible customer. Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card guidelines: the Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card is non-transferable and cannot be used by anyone other than the certified customer. Is pre-registered to the customer by Metro. 20. Requires recertification to avoid deactivation. For information on Metro Access recertification, call 202-962-2700. Using the Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID with accessible Metrobus and Metrorail. Metrobus and Metrorail offer accessible transportation options for all passengers, including those with disabilities. These accessible fixed route services do not require a reservation. To take advantage of the free rides benefit with Metrobus and Metrorail, the customer should tap the Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card on the SmartTrip registered trademark target when boarding. PCAs must tap their PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card on the same SmartTrip registered trademark target following the Metro Access customer, within 90 seconds. Personal Care Attendant, PCA, SmartTrip Registered Trademark Cards. One PCA SmartTrip Registered Trademark ID card is issued per eligible customer. The PCA SmartTrip Registered Trademark Card is linked to the Metro Access SmartTrip Registered Trademark ID card. To ride without fare, the Personal Care Attendant must tap the PCA card immediately after the Metro Access SmartTrip Registered Trademark ID card is tapped on the same SmartTrip Registered Trademark target. Important: full fare will be deducted if the PCA SmartTrip Registered Trademark card is tapped on another SmartTrip Registered Trademark target. Tapped on the same SmartTrip Registered Trademark target, but more than 90 seconds after customer's Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card is tapped. used independently from the customer's Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card. Benefits of Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card online account. Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card online accounts are accessible at https://www.wmata.com/fares/smrtrip and offer the following benefits: easy account setup, auto reload of funds, and a simple way to add value. Ability to manage multiple SmartTrip registered trademark cards and view card balances. Simple process to report lost, stolen, or damaged cards. Adding fare to a Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or personal care attendant SmartTrip registered trademark card on Metro Access to add fare to Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card when using Metro Access, customers should push the Add Fare button on the fare box. Tap their Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card to the SmartTrip registered trademark target. Insert money. 21. Adding fare to a Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or personal care attendant SmartTrip registered trademark card on MetroRail to add fare to Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card when using MetroRail, customers should tap the Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card or PCA SmartTrip registered trademark card to the SmartTrip registered trademark target. Press B to add fare. Insert cash or credit/debit card. Tap card again. Customers can also add value at an authorized retail outlet. Visit wmata.com/fares/purchase/where.cfm for location information. Using the Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID with regional transit providers. Conditionally eligible Metro Access customers may use their SmartTrip registered trademark ID card to board other regional transit systems. The lists below describe which systems the customer may ride for free, for a discounted fare, or for full-priced fare in the Washington metropolitan area. Ride free on Metro Access MetroRail-DC Circulator Arlington Regional Transit, ART, Fairfax Q Fairfax Connector, most routes, Prince George's the Bus Montgomery County Ride on. Get discounted fares on Potomac and Rappahannock Transit, PRTC, MARC Train and MTA Services. Amtrak Registered Trademark Reservation, 10% discount, full-priced fares on other local bus systems, free bus to boost transfers within a 2-hour window included, parking at all Metro parking lots and garages. Customers are not required to schedule rides in advance when using these transit systems. For more information about regional transit providers who offer specialized transportation options for people with disabilities, visit reacharide.org, or contact them on their toll-free hotline at 855-732-2427. Using these services does not affect Metro Access eligibility. Replacing a lost or stolen Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card. The fastest way to get a replacement card is to visit the Transit Accessibility Center at 655 Virginia Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C. 20024. Office hours, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Please note, there is a $10 replacement fee for a replacement Metro Access SmartTrip registered trademark ID card, $25 for each additional lost card. The fee is waived for a stolen card reported to police. 22. The replacement fee for a personal care attendant, PCA, SmartTrip registered trademark card is $2. Replacement fee is waived for a defective or damaged card. Keep a copy of the serial number from the back of the card for reference. Cards are not sold in commuter stores. Abilities Ride Program. Abilities Ride offers safe and accessible alternative transportation services to Metro Access customers. Trips provided through the Abilities Ride Program are not Metro Access trips. Abilities Ride trips are provided by privately owned and operated taxi, van, and similar service providers at a significant discount. Key differences from Metro Access trips: Abilities ride providers offer curb-to-curb service, not door-to-door. Abilities ride drivers are not required to carry customer bags or luggage. Abilities ride drivers are not required to wait with a customer for a handoff at trip destination location. Currently, there are 11 companies offering service through the Abilities Ride program: Action Taxi, BBC Connect, Curb, Falcon, Old Dominion Taxi, Regency Taxi, Silver Cab, Transco, Uber, Via, and Yellow Cab. Customers interested in discounted, direct, non-shared ride trips through Abilities Ride may contact Metro at access@wmata.com. Benefits: take up to 4 rides per day. Discounted fare. 1 personal care attendant, PCA, can travel free of charge. Conditions: must be currently eligible for Metro access. For more information on the Abilities Ride program or for help getting started, please email Metro's Department of Access Services at access@wmata.com or by phone at 202-962-2100. 23 Metro Access Changes. Q&A: Why are Metro Access fares changing? Metro Access fares reflect our values and are based on outreach with our customers, employees, the community, and stakeholders. We learned what matters most to all of us is service that is safe, reliable, and sustainable. Metro's aim is the creation of a more simplified and equitable fare system. When will the fares change? Sunday, June 25, 2023. What is the new fare? Metro Access fares are capped at a maximum flat fare of $4 per trip. Should twice the fixed route equivalent fare for a similar trip be less than the one-way paratransit $4 flat fare, customers will be charged the lower fare. How will I know what my fare will be? Customers will be informed of the exact fare that they are expected to pay for a trip when they book a trip online or with a Metro Access reservations agent. Why is the pickup window being realigned? Based on outreach with our customers and responding to lessons learned, beginning July 1, 2023, Metro Access will change the 30-minute pickup window to start at the scheduled pickup time. Customers should be ready at the beginning of the pickup window. For example, if a customer schedules a trip for 8 a.m., the pickup window is from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. The customer should be ready for pickup at 8 a.m. The pickup window realignment will reduce confusion regarding when the pickup window starts and result in a more positive customer experience. Will the new pickup window realignment lead to other trip booking changes? This realignment will not lead to other trip booking changes. Customers will continue to book trips as normal. Frequently asked questions about Metro Access paratransit service. What is paratransit service? Paratransit is public transportation for people who cannot ride the bus, train, or other publicly available modes of transportation because of their disability. Paratransit providers are required, at a minimum, to offer fixed route equivalent service to within 3/4 of a mile. What does fixed route equivalent mean? Fixed route equivalent service is public transportation being made available during the same time and in the same area, s, that bus and rail services are available. How long does a paratransit trip take? A paratransit trip can take as long as a fixed route equivalent trip can take. Meaning if your trip from point A to point B would take 2 hours for someone using bus and/or rail service, then the paratransit trip can take up to 2 hours as well. What is a shared ride service? A shared ride service means that when you are picked up there may already be a passenger on board the vehicle, and/or the vehicle may stop to drop off or pick up another passenger before you get to your destination. 24 Frequently Asked Questions about Metro Access Eligibility. How do I become eligible for Metro Access paratransit service? To be eligible for Metro Access service, applicants must have a disability as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and be unable, as a result of a disability, to utilize accessible fixed route transportation such as Metro Bus and Metrorail, or be unable to travel to/from a bus stop or rail station due to a disability. This is determined by submission of a completed application and completion of a functional assessment. How do I get an application to apply for Metro Access? An application can be requested by visiting www.wmata.com/service/accessibility and following the links to download an application, emailing eligibility@wmata.com, mailing or visiting Transit Accessibility Center, 655 Virginia Avenue Southwest, Washington DC 20024, calling 202-962-2700. How long does the application process take? Written notification of the eligibility determination will be sent via mail within 21 days of the assessment appointment. Are there different types of eligibility? Yes, customers can be granted full, conditional, or short-term eligibility for Metro Access based on the completed application and functional assessment. I have a permanent disability, why do I have to recertify? Metro Access eligibility is based on a combination of a customer's disability and functional ability to use fixed route services, bus and rail. Therefore, all customers are required to recertify for service periodically, regardless of disability type or duration, as allowed by the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Please contact the Transit Accessibility Center for instructions on how to recertify for Metro Access. 25 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. How do I replace a lost or stolen Metro Access or reduced fare photo identification card? Metro Access customers can obtain a replacement SmartTrip registered trademark photo ID when the original has been damaged, lost, or stolen. There is a fee for replacement of a lost ID card. The fee is $10 for the first replacement card and $25 for the second or subsequent replacement card. This fee is waived if the ID card was stolen and the customer can provide a police report which documents the theft. Additionally, the fee is waived if the ID card is worn or otherwise unserviceable, such as broken or cracked. Replacement card requests may be made in person or by mail to the Transit Accessibility Center. What if I am denied eligibility for Metro Access? Applicants have the right to appeal if found ineligible for Metro Access. Information on the appeal process will be sent along with notification of ineligibility. All Metro Access appeals should be sent to Metro's Office of ADA Policy and Planning. 26 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. Metro Access service. Why do I always have to share a ride with other people? Metro Access is a fixed route equivalent public transportation service, meaning that it is no different than the Metrorail or Metrobus service, both of which are shared rides among many passengers. When using a public transportation service, all customers should expect to share their rides with other members of the public. What if I need more assistance than the driver can provide? If customers need more assistance than can be provided by a driver, they will likely need to travel with a PCA, a personal care attendant, PCA, and should indicate their intent to do so when making a reservation. My driver always arrives early. Can the driver leave me if I'm not ready? When the driver arrives before the pickup window begins, they cannot leave until they have waited for 5 minutes after the start of the pickup window. For example, if the pickup window is from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. and the driver arrives earlier than 8 a.m., the driver will not depart before 8:05 a.m., 5 minutes into the pickup window. Customers are not required to board the vehicle until the pickup window begins, but may board the vehicle early if they chose to do so. How can I recognize my driver? Drivers must be in uniform with their ID card visible. If you ever have doubt about the driver's identity, call Metro Access at 301-562-5360 and select option 2 to speak with a dispatcher. TTY 301-588-7535. Can I call Metro Access for a ride to the hospital if I need immediate medical attention? Metro Access does not provide same-day service, nor is it a substitute for an ambulance. If you have an emergency, please call 911. I don't like vans. Can I get a sedan for every trip? Metro Access cannot guarantee a customer a specific type of vehicle. However, Metro Access encourages all customers to express their preferences, and we will do our very best to accommodate all requests. 27 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. What is Instant Access? Instant Access is the Metro Access automated telephone service that supports Metro Access trip confirmation, cancellation, and account information using the keypad of any touch-tone telephone. The system is available 24 hours a day at 301-562-5360, TTY 301-588-7535. How do I know when the Metro Access driver has arrived? Whenever possible, an automated call announcing the vehicle's arrival may be placed to a phone number of your choosing. However, a call cannot be guaranteed for all trips. Customers can expect the driver to knock on the outermost exterior door for pickup when the customer is not readily available upon arrival. At public entrances, drivers may open the first exterior door to announce their arrival, however, they are not permitted to enter the building. If the entrance has a second door leading to a waiting area, drivers may open the second door and announce their arrival, but will not proceed into the waiting area. Drivers are not permitted to open doors at private locations or residences. Drivers will identify themselves as Metro Access, be in uniform and present a visible ID card. What does door-to-door service mean? Door-to-door service means that for each trip a Metro Access driver will either meet you at the outermost exterior door and escort you to the vehicle or escort you from the vehicle to the outermost door of your destination. Door-to-door service does not include assisting passengers on unsafe or steeply inclined mobility ramps or stairs, entering beyond the outermost exterior door, locking or unlocking doors, activating or deactivating house alarms, or loading or unloading personal items. What is the Metro Access fare? The base Metro Access fare is calculated as twice the fastest fixed route equivalent fare, up to a maximum of $4. What payment methods will be accepted for Metro Access fares? Metro Access fares can be paid in cash or prepaid by phone or online using a credit or debit card with Metro Access EasyPay. For cash payments, the driver will ask for payment upon first contact with the customer, usually at the door. For more information on utilizing EasyPay, see EasyPay in the customer guide. 28 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. How do I know if I am grandfathered and allowed to travel outside the ADA service area? In accordance with ADA guidelines, on July 1, 2010 the Metro Access service area changed to provide paratransit service to locations within 3/4 mile of fixed route transit services such as METROBUS and Metrorail during the same hours as fixed route services. To continue providing the same level of service to customers who had traveled outside the ADA service area and hours between July 1, 2009 and June 30, 2010, Metro's Board of Directors adopted a grandfathering provision to allow those customers to continue to use the service beyond the newly designated service area and hours of operation. To know if the grandfathering provision applies to you, please check with a Metro Access reservations agent at 301-562-5360 or check online to verify your status. To check online, simply log into the Metro Access online account, and if eligible, the term grandfathered status will appear under the account's eligibility status. What happens if I move to a new address? Grandfathered customers can move to a new home address and remain grandfathered, but those not grandfathered cannot become grandfathered under any circumstance. How do I know if my destination is in the ADA service area? Customer pickup and drop-off locations must be within 3/4 mile of fixed route transit services such as METROBUS and Metrorail, also known as in the transit zone, see what is Metro Access, on page 4, during the same hours that fixed route services are available. Please check with Metro Access at 301-562-5360 to verify service availability in your area. Can drivers make a stop between trips? No, drivers cannot make stops between trips. For driver and customer safety, personal stops are not allowed. Requests to leave the vehicle before reaching the scheduled destination will result in travel termination at the newly requested location. Can drivers help me carry my personal luggage and bags? Drivers may carry a limited amount of packages for the customer, not to exceed 40 pounds, that are capable of being transported in a single trip to the exterior door. If my mobility device breaks down, can the driver fix it for me? No, drivers cannot fix mobility devices. Customers are responsible for ensuring that personal assistance/mechanical devices, e.g., wheelchair, scooter, oxygen device, operate without driver intervention. 29 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. What are my responsibilities when riding Metro Access? You must not engage in any disruptive, illegal, or violent behavior while riding Metro Access. You must be prepared to travel at the start of your pickup window. Other responsibilities include, display a valid Metro Access ID card to the driver before boarding, pay exact fare to the driver upon request, utilize required vehicle restraints during transport, keep service animals under control, avoid eating, drinking, or smoking in Metro Access vehicles, treat drivers, other riders, and Metro Access staff with respect, maintain good personal hygiene, cancel reservations 2 or more hours before the scheduled pickup. What is a no-show? A no-show occurs when a customer does not present themselves for boarding within 5 minutes of the vehicle's arrival, within the 30-minute pickup window. What are ways to best be safe when riding Metro Access? Partner with the Metro Access driver, follow their safety instructions. Accept driver escort offers, take the driver's arm for balance, or prepare to walk near the driver, so that he/she can provide alerts to hazards along the path of travel. Know your limits, bring a personal care attendant, PCA, along if you need support when walking to/from the vehicle, or bring a mobility aid. You cannot be left alone at the drop-off location. Ensure that personal assistance/mechanical devices, EX wheelchair, scooter, oxygen device, operate without driver intervention. Keep mobility aids in good working order. Be able to operate power chairs safely. Ensure that brakes operate as designed. Make sure privately owned ramps, sidewalks, and walkways are maintained and are clear of obstructions, snow, and ice. Ambulatory customers utilizing the vehicle lift should use handrails for safe boarding. 30 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access Alternatives to Metro Access Service. What less expensive alternatives are there to Metro Access? Metro Access customers who are conditionally eligible, who show a valid white Metro Access ID, along with one companion, may ride for free on Metrorail, Metrobus, and the following regional transit providers: Arlington County ART, Arlington Star City of Fairfax, Q Bus DC Circulator, Fairfax Connector, Montgomery County Ride on Prince George's County. The bus. You do not need to schedule rides in advance when using these transit systems, giving you the flexibility to travel independently and spontaneously. Using these services does not affect your eligibility to use Metro Access. People with disabilities who are not certified Metro Access customers and travel on Metro's fully accessible bus and rail system can take advantage of Metro's reduced fare program. People with disabilities who qualify for the program pay half the regular fare on Metrobus and Metrorail. For more information on this program, contact 202-962-2700 and select option 1. Metro Access has also introduced the Abilities Ride program, which offers Metro Access customers discounted trips when one or more of their trips are selected to be moved to another service. For Metro Access customers who are residents of Washington, D.C., there is the Transport DC program, which offers same-day service on taxi cabs for a flat $5 for trips that begin and end in Washington. I have never used Metrorail or Metrobus. Who can I call for help? Metro has a free travel training program to teach people with disabilities how to travel independently on Metrobus and Metrorail. Training can be provided on using specific routes, stops, and stations. Training sessions are customized based on individuals' needs. For more information, please call Metro's Transit Accessibility Center at 202-962-2703 or TTY 202-962-2033 or email traveltraining@wmata.com. 31 Frequently Asked Questions About Metro Access. How can I find out more about the Abilities Ride Program? To find out more about the Abilities Ride Program, please go to WMATA.com. At the top right of the screen you will find a search command. Please search Abilities Ride. Click the first link and that will take you to the Abilities Ride page where you can read about the program and enroll yourself into the program. If you don't have access to the internet, you can 202-281-8984. How can I find out more about the Transport DC program? To find out more about the Transport DC program, please go to dfhv.dc.gov. At the top right of the screen you will find a search command. Please search Transport DC. Click the first link and that will take you to the Transport DC page where you can read about the program. 32 Metro Access Pickup/Drop-Off Locations at Metrorail Station. Station Name Bus Bay. Station Name Bus Bay. Addison Road, Anacostia, Ballston, Benning Road, Bethesda, Braddock Road, Branch Abbey, Brooklyn / Qua, Capitol Heights, College Park, Congress Heights, Crystal City, Deanwood, Dunn, Loring, East Falls Church, Eastern Market, Eisenhower, Federal Center, SW Forest, Glen Fort, Totten, Franconia, Springfield, Glenmont, Greenbelt, Grosvenor, Strathmore, Huntington, King Street, Old Town, Landover, Largo, Town Center, Medical Cantor, EGE Benning and 45th St. NECCHACEDDAED Penn Abbey and 8th St. SEF 3rd St. SWND St. SWDCDDGFCDDDF Minnesota Abbey B Morgan Boulevard E Navy Yard MST and New Jersey Abbey SE Naylor Road D New Carrollton A Pentagon City Hayes ST and 12th St. Potomac Abbey Potomac Abbey and 14th St. SE Prince George's A Rhode Island Abbey B Rockville, East Side B. Shady Grove C. Silver Spring 101, Southern Avenue C. Stadium Armory 19th and C. S.E. Suitland C. Tacoma F. Twin Brook, West Side, A. Tyson's Corner, North Side, C. Van Dorn A. Vienna M. Waterfront MST and 4th St. S.W. West Falls Church D. West Hyattsville D. Wheaton E. White Flint Marinelli and Rockville Pike 33 Event Calendar. The Accessibility Advisory Committee meets 5:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. on the first Monday of every month. The Accessibility Advisory Bus/Rail Subcommittee meets 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. The Accessibility Advisory Metro Access Subcommittee meets 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the third Monday of every month. These meetings take place on Mondays except on holidays, in which case, the meeting moves to Tuesday. Useful numbers Metro Access 301-562-5360 TTY 301-588-7535 Toll Free 800-523-7009 Office of Eligibility Certification and Outreach Transit Accessibility Center 202-962-2700 TTY 202-962-2033 Metro Outreach and Travel Training 202-962-2703 TTY 202-962-2033 Reduced Fare ID Office 202-962-2700 TTY 202-962-2033 Office of ADA Policy and Planning 202-962-1100 TTY 202-962-2033 Metro Access Customer Service 202-637-0128 TTY 202-962-2565 Customer Information 202-637-7000 TTY 202-638-3780 WMATA.com Elevator Outages and Metrorail Service Disruptions 202-962-1212 Elevator Outage / Shuttle Requests 202-962-1825 TTY 202-638-3780 Transit Police 202-962-212-134 Department of Access Services 655 Virginia Avenue Southwest Washington DC 200-2435